produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Walk by faith and live by faith. God loves you as you walk by faith. Israel walked through the Red Sea by faith. Egyptians tried to do the same but failed. Only by faith can you do certain things. Faith changes everything. Your faith is your secret weapon. So walk by faith and live by faith. Every bad situation is reversible by faith. Every arrow targeted at you can be blocked by faith. Faith will put out every fire. Situation in your favor. Every mountain can be flattened by faith. Every river can be crossed by faith. All suffering, every difficulty can be endured by faith. And every every sin is conquered, defeated, and controlled by faith. Every wall that keeps you out will be climbed over by the force of faith. Great riches can be forsaken for Jesus. Every mission can work by faith. Every promise can be fulfilled by faith. Every nation will be won for Christ by faith.
Good morning, good morning, Faith Walkers. Good morning. This is Iona, and I want to thank you for tuning in today to the Faith Walker broadcast. I hope you enjoyed that tune by First Love Music entitled Walk by Faith. Today, let's walk by faith and not by sight. These are some challenging times that we're living in today. I think you all will agree. And for the Christian, staying prayed up to maintain your peace is a constant, delicate balance. But it is not impossible. Together, we can live a more positive, purpose-driven, and vibrant life. Won't you join me? And let's faith walk into our God-appointed destiny together. But first, I'd like to thank Ms. Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network, and Ms. Kayla Padgett, CEO, founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Today's topic is handling negativity. Handling negativity. But first, let me say that despite where you live in the world today, it appears that negativity is running rampant. Whether you watch the news, read the paper, or listen to news broadcast or podcast online, the radio, wherever you go to keep abreast of current affairs, I think we'll all agree that bad things are occurring almost daily and are happening everywhere. Now, this constant barrage of negative energy has consequences that impact us mentally, physically, and spiritually. Anxiety, panic, and fear are normal human responses to a sudden accident, tragedy, crisis, a deeply unsettling situation, or bad news. These responses are nearly instinctual. They're automatic. And I'd like to add that there is no fault in feeling any of these emotions. In fact, they are part of God's built-in warning system to us so that we might take action and seek protection. A fight or flight reaction is what it's called. And it's what occurs when we are faced with a perceived threat. We all have moments of anxiety, panic, or fear. And there are times when I intentionally will not look at the news because it's filled with such negativity. I am also aware that the constant barrage of negativity impacts on my mood. It can trigger anxiety, panic, and fear in me. So sometimes I just have to take a media vacation, y'all. Yep, that's right. I'll take a break from the media. The aftermath of the pandemic has left many of us in a state of perpetual negativity and excitability, and the media continually fuels these emotions by fanning the flames. It almost seems as though everyone is operating on a short fuse these days. Just the other day, for example, while I was sitting at a red light, as soon as the light turned green, I mean, that second that it turned, before I could move my foot from the brake to the gas, a car 2 to 3 lengths behind me was blasting the horn. I mean, really? Back in the day, I may have responded differently in this situation, but I've learned to exercise patience, grace, and mercy. Now, I'm not saying that this is easy by any stretch, but as a Christian, it's a must for me. I find myself praying not only for my patience, but for that of the person who's blaring their horn at me. Why? Because I believe how we respond to things occurring around us can be a true measure of our faith. So one might ask, is it okay to feel this anxiety, fear, or panic when faced with a negative situation or person? Absolutely yes. The error comes when we accept these emotions, whether with open arms or begrudgingly, and allow them to linger and gradually find a resting place in our hearts. If we do that, these emotions become chronic or long-lasting, and ultimately they become our state of being, not just a temporary response anymore. Rather than allowing negative stuff to capture our hearts, we need to do what Jesus did and taught. So you might ask, well, Iona, how should a Christian respond to all the negativity out there? First, let me say that negativity is nothing new. Since Adam and Eve were first banished from the garden, life has been hard. And we have been complaining about it ever since. It is the nature of sinful humans to live for ourselves and to complain when our heart's desires aren't being met. We tend to argue for our rights, demand our way, and oppose anyone who disagrees with us. It seems more apparent today than ever before. This combination can result in negativity toward the world and life in general if it's not dealt with. Negativity in a Christian's attitude simply means refusing to see life from God's perspective. When we join in with hostility, pride, and complaining, we are reacting the same way unbelievers do. And unfortunately, as God's people, we are often just as guilty of negativity and grumbling as those who do not know God. We often forget His word that in this world we will have trouble, but to take heart because He has overcome the world. In fact, negativity was one of the Israelites' gravest sins after God brought them out of Egypt, parted the Red Sea, and destroyed their enemy with a single crashing wave. But check this out. As soon as the Israelites weren't getting what they wanted, they began to grumble against God rather than rejoice over all God had done for them and trust that He would continue to provide. They murmured and complained. Doesn't that sound familiar? There is a difference over being grieved over sin and being negative. Someone who agrees with God over the gravity of sin also agrees with God that we ought to do something about it. When God saw the evil desperation of humanity, He did something about it. Jesus came to show us what God is like and to get involved in our messy world. As His body, we remain to carry on the work He modeled for us. Christians can counter the doom and gloom mentality with a gentle, loving, and faith-filled approach to life. We can refuse to be caught up in the hopelessness and me-first mentality that has sadly become today's norm. But guess what, y'all? There is good news. We are works in progress, and God is not finished with us yet. It's also comforting to know that God loves us just as we are, but He loves us too much to leave us the way we came. God desires for us to say no to negativity and yes to positivity. A positive perspective requires much more than simply seeing the glass half full. It requires seeing the glass overflowing with God's love, grace, joy, and peace. You and I can experience this type of godly positivity, I promise. For most of us, it requires inner change, practice, and self-discipline. Now, if you don't have something to write with, you may want to grab something now, because I want to share 5 keys you can put into practice which will help your day overflow with godly positivity. Ready? Number 1, embrace an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude is our way of responding to and reflecting on God's love. Start your day off right by thanking God first thing in the morning. If you woke up, thank Him, because not everybody did. If you slept in a bed, thank Him. If you have a roof over your head, food in your refrigerator, and clothing on your back, you need to thank Him. Thank God for a new day, a new beginning, another chance to get it right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 reminds us to give thanks in all things. Number 2, Spend quiet time with God. Now I want you to close your eyes and now imagine yourself in a seated position. Visualize that you are sitting at the feet of Jesus. As you hush your mind and heart, I want you to slowly inhale and exhale. Focus your thoughts on the Lord as you pray aloud or whisper. Pray and remain still, and then listen. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Number three, read your Bible. It's a good practice to pray before you begin reading and ask God for guidance and the ability to understand and apply His will to your life. Read for quality, not quantity, giving God full access to your heart. Let Him saturate your soul with His generous love, grace, and mercy. Psalms 119, verse 105, validates the importance of reading your Bible. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Number four, focus on your blessings instead of your worries. Okay, confession time, y'all. The Bible doesn't teach us to worry. The Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, do not worry about tomorrow. So when worry creeps into your life, focus on your blessings. Now, this is going to take practice, but I'm confident you can overcome the worry culprit. Here's a good dose of encouragement from the Message translation of Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you'll find yourself the proud owner of everything that can't be bought. I encourage you in your spare time to read Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 10, and I guarantee you that you will be blessed. Last but not least, number five, wear a smile on your face. If and when you see Grumpy in the mirror, smile. Grumpy will disappear when you focus on your blessings and flash that big grin. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13 promises us that a glad heart makes a cheerful face. Now, for the practical application of these five principles, researchers claim it takes 15 to 20 days to create a new behavior pattern or habit. So I urge you to be patient and gentle with yourself. Some days you'll progress two steps forward, and other days you might go two steps backward and one forward. But stay with it. Consistency is key, my friend. The infinite rewards of godly positivity are worth your time investment. And I want you to tuck this verse in your heart. Psalms 118, verse 24 of the New Living Translation says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." But now I want you to make it personal. "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And in closing, I challenge my listeners to practice these five steps or principles for a minimum of 30 days. And on the 31st day, make a commitment to continue practicing these steps for the next month. You'll soon discover your practice has transformed into a healthy, positive pattern that overflows with God's love, God's grace, God's joy, and God's peace, despite the worldly negativity we face on a daily basis. And most importantly, as we continue on this life journey, remember to walk in faith. I want you to faith walk, y'all. And until next time, peace.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love. love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Dad with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK, and I am so happy and proud to be with you on today. I am so happy that you have tuned in with me today, and I hope that something is said that will empower you along your journey today. Today, I want to talk to you about change. Yes, that word that sometimes we don't like, but change is absolutely necessary. There's so much change going on right now in the world, even in our personal lives. There's constant change dealing with this pandemic that we are in. But I challenge you to look at change from a different lens. Change can occur every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Change is inevitable, yet we are afraid of it. Change can happen on our jobs, churches, in relationships, within our families, and even in life. As an educator, after I would set up my classroom and create all of the routines that were necessary for my students to be successful, I would then also have to teach and try to prepare my students for change. They had to understand that change would occur, and when it does, or when it did occur, it's okay because that's life. They would make noises, facial expressions, and more to let me know that they were uncomfortable and unhappy with the changes that soon, they got to a place where they would settle into that change that was taking place. Therefore, it is important for us to remember that there will come a time in life where changes will occur and you will have to adapt. You will have to be flexible and adjust to your surroundings, adjust to what's going on. It won't always be easy, but it may be necessary for your growth and for your development. Some change is meant to help you mature and grow as an individual. Other changes are meant to help groom you for where you're destined to go, destined to be, or destined to do. Whatever the case may be, it will be beneficial for you to look at change with a positive outlook and perspective. So I want to give you 7 tips to help you deal with and look at change with a positive spin. Number 1, acknowledge your feelings. It is okay to admit that you are vulnerable. It is okay to seek help to cope with what you have encountered. It's okay to know that you're not okay. So the more you understand that change will occur, the less agitated and surprised you will be once it occurs. Now, I do understand that there is some change that you cannot prepare for, such as relationships ending, divorce, or even death. However, acknowledging your feelings can help ease the process so you can begin the healing process. Again, it's okay to not be okay. And sometimes that may be the only thing that you can express at that time. Just, I'm not okay. But just know that it will get better. Number 2, prepare yourself. Look for ways and opportunities to make things better. You may not be able to control the change, but you can control how you react to it. So be proactive. Number 3, remind yourself that you're in control and your attitude and actions. I want to say that one again because I think somebody needs to hear it again. Remind yourself that you are in control of your attitude and your actions. just because someone comes at you in a certain way doesn't mean that you have to reciprocate that, meaning if it's in a negative type of manner. Just because someone comes with you with their emergency doesn't mean that you have to make it yours. You are in control of your attitude and your actions. You're in control of how you respond to things. You're in control and how you react to things. You're in control of the energy that you give out and attention that you give to people and things. So be positive in your actions and your attitude. Trust yourself and remember, this is not the first time that you've had to deal with change. You can do this. Let me say it again. You can do this. Let me shout it out loud. You can do this. It may be helpful to quiet your mind so you can look at things differently in order to see the positive outlook or outcome. Sometimes you just got to be still before we react, before we respond to something. Sometimes we got to sit still and maybe take a couple of deep breaths just to be present in the moment before we respond, react, or do anything. Sometimes we just have to sit, be still, and be quiet and take some deep breaths. You can do all of them or just one or some of them. But sometimes that's what we have to do. So I'll shout it out again. You have control over your attitude and your actions. You've got this. Number four, be flexible. It's inevitable, so go with the flow. Live in the moment. Embrace it. Embrace that change. Number five, take positive action to lead you down the right path. Find something you are grateful for and remember that things have a way of working themselves out. Number six, get out of your own way. Get out of your own head. That's self-sabotage, self-doubt, all that stuff. Get out of that air. Get out of that space. Try to find a quiet space for meditation, prayer, or whatever it is that you want to do to ease the stress and fear of change, even if it is talking to a counselor or a therapist. You want to find a way to help you better deal with change, to help you cope with change. Because although you may not know that it's coming, it's ways that when it's happened that can help you deal with it in a better way. And lastly, number seven, see the big picture. I'm going to repeat all of these again. Number one, acknowledge your feelings. Two, prepare yourself. Three, remind yourself that you are in control of your attitude and your actions. Four, be flexible. Five, take positive action to lead you down the right path. Number six, get out of your own head. And number seven, see the big picture. There's something grander in some of the change that occurs, or most of the change that occurs. There's a bigger picture that you can't see immediately or right then in the moment, but later you'll see. An example is some relationships. You may not see the big picture at the moment, but later down the line, when you reflect, you're like, that was the best decision I ever made was to get out of that relationship. It may be a job where, you know, you may not see it, you know, maybe you got fired or maybe you decided to leave, but you may not see it at that time, that the grander scheme of things at that time in the moment, because you're hurt or, you know, you really didn't want to leave, or it was a challenge for you to leave, or whatever the case may be. But later you'll be like, I'm glad I left, because I would have been stuck because I was so comfortable. I was so comfortable with the money, but it wasn't the best situation for me. I was so comfortable with the flexibility of my job, but it wasn't the best thing for me. So sometimes while we're in it, we in that moment, we can't see the big picture. But I challenge you to at some point reflect so that the big picture can be revealed to you and you'll understand things a little bit better, a little clearer. And so although change may not be easy to deal with, sometimes change is for the better. And so Alan Watts said, the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Remember, change will occur whether you want it to or not. So get ready, set your mind in a positive state, and go, because change happens to you, happens for you, not to you. Let me say that again. Get ready, set your mind in a positive state, and go, because change happens for you, not to you. So that is my time for the day. And just remember, change is necessary. So if you want to continue on this DAB journey, follow the DAB podcast, that is the Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast on Apple Podcasts, as well as other platforms. And you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K, or Twitter at the number 4 Life Coach K. That is the number 4 at Life Coach K. As always, I want you to continue to be great on purpose. And until next time, I am your Transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.